Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, there are two charges on my bank account that I did not authorize, and I just spoke with someone. I mean, I didn't place the order. I don't know what to do about it. I need that money back in my account. And she sent me over to you people.
Okay, I could take a look at your account for you. What's your zip code?
My billing zip code is 31522. I'm a travel nurse. I'm currently in Pennsylvania, and that zip code is 16743.
Okay, one moment.
There were two charges, one for $7.97 and the other was either $56 or $59.97, which she explained was that something was ordered and then there was a monthly charge or something. I don't know, but I didn't place that order, whatever it was for.
What's the address on the account, ma'am?
On what, my bank account?
Yes, what's your address?
My bank account address would be St. Simons Island, Georgia. I don't really want to give out my full address because I don't know what's going on with all this.
This is the fraud department that you was transferred to, ma'am, so I have to get your information in order for me to assist you.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll have to transfer you back over.
Okay, my bank account address, my address where my bank account would be, or my personal address is 619 Brockington Point, St. Simons Island, Georgia, 31522. I'm currently staying at 203 Francis Avenue, Port Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 16743, I believe is the zip code. So I'm assuming someone got a hold of my card and my info or something.
It looks like there was an order placed on April 30th, and you paid the $7.95 for the shipping. Do you recall completing a survey with Costco or Amazon?
No.
No? Okay, and have someone else been at your home that could have placed the order?
No, I'm a travel nurse. I'm by myself. I'm in a hotel right now.
Okay, so what I'll do is
I'll
go ahead and start
the investigation. But my phone is always sitting on the desk. Yeah, my phone is always on the desk at work at this hospital.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start an investigation. What we do on the investigation is we contact the local police department and provide them the IP address, which gives the location of where the order was placed from. So we'll provide that documentation over, and then once they finish their investigation, we'll contact you back. But I will go ahead and make sure that everything is canceled out and provide a courtesy refund to the account. That way, you'll have that credited back within 3 to 5 business days. And once the investigation has been completed, then we'll contact you back.
Okay, why involve the police department? My bank said just to call the company and
because
get the
you're saying that
out.
This order was not placed by you. So in our
right.
fraud method, we do have to contact the police department and give them the IP address where the order came through. The IP always gives the exact location of where the order was placed from. So we'll
do an
investigation.
I don't need the police involved. I do not want any of that involved.
Yeah, this is why you was transferred to our fraud department, ma'am.
Then I will just stop the payments. I will call the bank and stop the payments.
I will have to notify your bank that you are declining to do the investigation, ma'am, and they're not going to give a refund in that case. I advise that I can give you a temporary refund until the investigation has been completed, but when you was transferred to the fraud department, that's what we do in this department, ma'am. We do take fraud very seriously, and if you're claiming fraud, then we want to help you.
And I don't need the police coming to a room for me.
They're not
going to
come to a room for you. They're going to run the IP address, which shows where the order was placed from, and that will give them the exact location of who placed this order, so that we can find out who ordered this product in your name.
How could you find that out if somebody just got a hold of my phone? I don't
understand.
Because
wherever the order came through from, that IP address is going to show the exact location of where that person was when this order was placed.
And, oh, my God, just forget the whole thing. I'm not going to involve the police. I will call my bank. That's not the way they deal with things. They just
I will have to notify your bank, ma'am, that we did try to assist you, but you declined. So they're not going to be able to reverse the charge on their end.
Okay, then stop this payment, whatever is coming out of here. And if something shows up at my home or where I'm at that I did not order, can I send it back to you? And cancel everything off of this account.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
I don't want to involve the police. So if something gets delivered to where I'm at, can I send that back to you and cancel this account to get rid of that $56 that keeps that apparently is going to be a monthly charge? I don't even know what you people sell.
So you don't want to do the investigation?
No, I'm not going to involve police on any of this. No, I am not. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's not the way a normal fraud thing works. It's usually just you put in a request for a fraud, and then they watch your bank account for a while. But anyways, what can I do to stop this revolving charge that she speaks of or whatever?
I'm going
to
give you a cancellation number. I'm going to cancel the account for you. So that will stop any further activity so that you're not charged anything further going forward.
Okay. And what was ordered? Can you tell me that much? She said something about KitchenAid something. What was
right.
That?
It's a KitchenAid. Looks like it could have been a KitchenAid blender.
Ah, great. Just what I need. Okay, cancel that account. I will contact my bank and figure out what I'm doing with it.
Okay, your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 26-000-3788.
Okay, and can I send this KitchenAid blender, whatever it is, back to you and refund that if it shows up?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I will do a courtesy confirmation. We will, if I do the refund, ma'am, we do have to move forward with the investigation. That's what I was explaining to you.
Even if this thing arrives and I don't want it, I
we
can't send
take,
it back.
No, ma'am, they do not take return orders. Once the order is processed, all sales are final.
Okay, all right. No, I'd rather find out what nurse at this hospital did this to me on my own, because I will retaliate myself.
Are you
all right,
sure?
Thank you. Yes, can't, yes, yes. I,
okay.
Yeah, no, there's no way they could figure out exactly who ordered that. There's so many people floating around that building, and it's just going to cause a problem with me as a travel nurse in the building, and I'll probably lose my position for the last 4 weeks that I'm there. So just cancel that account out, and I will deal with it. Thank you.
Is there anything else for you, ma'am?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care.